dancing on rainbows, pink fluffy unicorns, dancing on rainbows, pink fluffy unicorns, dancing on rainbows, pink fluffy unicorns, dancing on rainbows. Let's test your knowledge.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. The Two Blind Squirrel Show with three blind squirrels. Three hosts. But tonight it's only two. It's just me and Cage. Bachelor padding it up. That's right. We got the cigars out. We got the beer popped. And we put those all on the curb because we don't do any of those things. We're going to have a show. So sit back, strap in, and enjoy.
Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows. Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows. Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows. Pink fluffy unicorns dancing.
All right. So what do you think of my new music?
I love that song.
Yeah? Should we use that as our new intro music?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, it was just a
little too annoying, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was just one idea. Well, I have many. So
sure. I must let everyone know, especially in the chat room, I am enjoying a mug of coffee ice cream.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yuck. Ice cream is supposed to be cold.
Yeah, it is cold.
Okay, well, coffee is supposed to be hot.
Nope.
Now, I'm all for enjoying a nice cup of steaming coffee with my ice cream. That's fine. But because then you got the two different contrasts in your mouth. But no. Coffee hot, ice cream cold. I don't like iced coffee. I don't like ice cream flavored coffee. I want ice cream, and then I want coffee. Okay.
Okay.
Not mixed. Not in the same bowl.
Well, it's coffee flavored ice cream. So
exactly.
Get over it. Get over it. That's all I got to say about that.
I'm not going to get over it. I don't have to. Well, it's America and I can do what I want.
That's true.
There you go. Also, I can't do It's Raining Men because that song is copyrighted. We're going to try to use properly tagged common creative common music thingies this year. That's our goal.
There you go.
I don't know if we're going to make it, but that's our goal. The pickings is slim, people.
It's true. So if you have someone make a song for us.
True. We've had that. Brian Bridges did that for us before, and it was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if anybody has any ideas or anybody would like to make us a song, that's fine. That's great. You can do that. Also, if you have any ideas of songs out there, I like ukuleles. You know, something with a ukulele, something happy, you know, something upbeat. Mm-hmm. That would be my preference. If you know, I searched SoundCloud. SoundCloud is Creative Commons. They actually have a category for Creative Commons material. And it's basically all dance and house.
That makes sense.
Bass and, you know, what is it called? Drum and bass or all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, some of it was okay. But anything with whistling in it would be good, too. So,
yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I'll go with that.
All right.
But something, you know, that we're allowed to play.
Exactly. And you know what else we're allowed to play?
What's that?
Voicemails.
You lie.
I do not lie because we have them. Okay. And we can play them.
Do it.
Because it's America. And our first voicemail is coffee flavored. So there you go.
Then play it.
Well, I'm trying. As soon as Google will cooperate with me here. And it's from Honolulu.
Hey.
Hello. This is Ken from Honolulu. You guys were talking on your last show. You guys were talking about Walking Dead. There's another podcast I listen to that they talk about that a lot. So I decided, well, what the heck? I don't get much cable, so we watched the first season on Netflix.
Yes.
Yes. Kids, now did you? That's not really kids friendly, is it? There's a couple of.
I have not watched it. From the reviews that I read on other websites, I deduced that it probably would not be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's...
But I can't give an official rating.
There's an affair, you know, involved in it. I don't know how... Mm-hmm. I mean, it's made for television, so it's not, you know...
Still.
But there is a what do you call it, a storyline that involves an affair, so...
Yeah.
May not be.
I just don't understand what the big hype about the show is about.
It's dead people walking. That's pretty cool. I think that if you use that as a premise for almost any show, you're bound to have a fan base. You know, dead people who walk. So if you've got that going on, it's
true.
A zombie show on television, and it was very well done.
Except for the fact that it has a lot of good special effects. Well, the practical effects, non-CGI stuff, but the story is kind of, well, the story is a zombie story, but it just is not that good. There's
It sucked you in for an entire season.
He had to be fair. He had to give it a fair fair review.
Okay, that's true.
Big potholes, just all kinds of different stuff. They're going from crisis to crisis. They go from one sanctuary to another, and they got to keep leaving those sanctuaries.
The one thing that bothers me about the show, you've never seen it, kids, so you really can't. But everybody who watches this show, does it not bother you the lack of weaponry involved in this show? I mean, it's like they only have like four guns, and they only have just enough ammunition to like barely survive a minor attack. I'm thinking, there's hardly anybody left in the world. Where are the machine guns? Come on. They're in Atlanta.
Well, that's not Texas, though.
No, but they're in the sticks in Atlanta. There should be a gun shop or a pawn shop around there somewhere.
That's a good point. That is true.
I mean, he ended up getting all his guns out of the sheriff's office, but but then he didn't go raid any other sheriff's offices. You know, and then they met this this gang that stole their weapons in Atlanta. But you're in a city. You're in Atlanta. I mean, there's got to be a weapons, you know, there's weapons everywhere.
Yeah, right.
There was a tank out front. Come on. There was a tank in front of the building. Let's use that. Oh, my goodness.
Think that they're going to be, you know, this is a permanent place. It just gets old after a while. They are not that good. The acting is decent, but, you know, like I say, the practical effects, you know, when they bash them with...
It's no Sarah Connor Chronicles. Did you watch Sarah Connor Chronicles?
I watched a couple episodes of that.
That was very good. That was very well done.
I don't remember much of it.
Sticks, or when they shoot them, you know, and all the stuff flies everywhere. That's different. That's interesting. As far as being kid-friendly,
Did he say kid or kidge?
Kidge.
Okay.
They kind of pushes the envelope there. That's for sure. There's a movie that kids should never see.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah.
Kids friendly by any small cry. It's called Shoot 'em Up. And there's some definite interesting stuff there. It's about a guy who shoots a lot of people. That's okay. But he also has a lot of sex with this one woman.
Ah, well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we can't go there.
No. Here's another movie you shouldn't see. Debbie Does Dallas. just saying. I'm just bringing it up.
Never seen that one. I don't have
avoid
any plans
that movie.
For
that. Well, I certainly hope you guys have had a good Christmas and New Year. I know my New Year is going to be good. And stay away from the tablets and the Kindle Fires and all that stuff.
Why?
That's just a waste of money, a waste of time.
Why?
All right. Aloha.
I like dead people who walk, and I like movies about dead people who walk. I don't like dead people who walk. I like movies about dead people who walk, and I like tech. I like techie things. Did you get any techie things for Christmas, Kidge?
I got Star Wars The Old Republic for PC.
No, I didn't say geeky things. I said techie things. Techie things, like gadgets,
you know,
toys.
Anything about the game? There is all sorts of tech in there.
I thought you were talking about the movie. No, you're talking about the old. You're talking about the game. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The game.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got a new game.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some videos. People were posting videos on Google Plus. Very cool. Very, very interesting.
Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Yeah. Little tidbits of their gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was neat.
It is.
I got to ride the tram, so that was interesting.
Good job.
Oh yeah, I'll play this. Oh, I'm riding a tram. Oh, this is cool. Okay. I don't know why somebody posted it, but so the moral of that story was don't watch porn and you'll be all right.
And also, don't watch Shoot 'Em Up or The Walking Dead is a hole for plots. And
they don't have enough weapons.
And they don't have enough weapons.
And nobody is carrying a sword. Hello?
Hello.
Come on. You can't fight zombies without your backup sword.
That's true.
Now, what was that? What's the other show, The Aliens, that's really good? It's, what's it called? Sky something? Falling Skies. Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, you need to watch that one. That one's got no, it's good. It's kids-friendly.
Is that on Netflix?
I think it's kids. Yeah, it's kids-friendly. I don't know. It was on television last year, so. I haven't looked. I watched it on television. I don't know if it's on Netflix. It may be online, other places, too. But it's called Falling Skies, and it's got the lead actor is the guy from ER. What was his name? Was it with George Clooney and him? He was the doctor with George, the young guy.
Yes. Here you go.
Him. Anyway, and it's well done. I didn't particularly like the ending of the first season.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of a dumb ending, but that was my only complaint. The rest of the show was very good. And it was sort of the same sort of thing, except instead of fighting zombies, they're fighting aliens. So,
well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good.
Post-apocalyptic alien fighting. All right, you ready for the next call?
I am.
Good.
I am.
I'm glad you are.
Sure.
Okay, saying, near Space Turtle, saying that anything with Jackie Chan or anything with Bruce Lee is kids-friendly, that's a misdemeanor at the very least.
A misdemeanor?
Yeah, that is true.
Or a misnomer? What has Jackie Chan been in that's not kids-friendly?
Rumble in the Bronx is the first one that comes to mind.
I don't remember that one.
I had to turn that one off halfway through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Jackie Chan I can understand because most of his movies, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But one called Jackie Chan is The Prisoner. It's not a Jackie Chan movie by any means. He's like a second or third string side character. But he's not famous. Like, he's famous unlike the main actor, so they just put
him. I think when he was famous enough to make his own movies and pick his own movies, that he did good movies, right?
I think Rumble in the Bronx was one of his. Rumble in the Bronx was done in the 90s when, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. And it was, had sexual connotations in it?
There was one that, like, the main female character was pretty slutty.
Okay. Well, all the Jackie Chan movies I know are great.
Exactly. Like The Spy Next Door.
Yes, that was fantastic. What was the one with the suit where he had the suit that was...
Tuxedo?
Yes, that was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one with the kids. Oh, that was The Spy Next Door.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Drunken Master?
What about Rush Hour? Rush Hour 1, Rush Hour 2, Rush Hour 3?
That's true. Jackie Chan doesn't like those movies, though.
He doesn't like those movies?
No, because he doesn't understand the humor of them.
He did three of them.
I know.
He doesn't understand the humor?
Yeah.
Because he's the punchline. That's why. He's sort of the punchline of those movies. But they're both. I mean, they share that role. I mean, because the other guy can't fight worth nothing.
That's
you
true.
Understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? That's hilarious.
Cover my man? I think that's a different movie. Sorry.
Yeah, that's a different movie.
It's not kid-friendly.
Okay, now what movie is that? I'm stuck in my head now.
Fifth Element.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you.
It's really violent, which that's obviously kid-friendly. But there's lots of dirtiness because there are people in prison and whatnot. Otherwise, it's not a terrible movie, but it's not what you would consider a Jackie Chan movie. And Bruce Lee, are you kidding? The first Bruce Lee movie I ever saw. Into the Dragon, squashing it. They're punching faces, knocking people in the legs with nunchucks. All of a sudden, big set of non-kids-friendly objects right there. I'm like, what? Where did these come from? And so, no. At least Enter the Dragon and some other one I saw was also had a random, like, oh, look, I am hurt in an area that makes me have a reason to take my shirt off. Yeah, so, no. Now, Jet Li, I have not seen, to my knowledge. Maybe he said Jet Li, and I thought he said Bruce Lee. I don't know, anyways.
Jet Li, I like The One. You ever see the movie The One?
I like The Forgotten Kingdom.
Yes. Yes, that was good too.
It also has Jackie Chan.
Ah, there you go.
Great. Right now. But generally, I don't think I've seen anything except for Kiss of the Dragon, the first few minutes has a pretty wild scene. And this is, I guess, that's been awkward. Anyways, and of course, they had to put that in the back of the DVD case. They could, not have that one. Anyways, but, yes, it was in Jet Li ones.
Okay.
But, yeah.
It's still going.
It is possible to find a non-kid-friendly Jackie Chan movie, and it's really obvious about
okay.
the theme. All right. That's how it gets
down. Sure. Okay.
That, as far as I know, is the most famous movie. All right.
But anything with Chuck Norris. Everything with Chuck Norris is fine.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Chuck Norris is good. Anything with Chuck Norris in it, you can watch. It's all kids friendly.
Hopefully, I'll start choking to have something else to write about. So you have someone other than John Wilkinson. I'll see you. Bye.
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 I got a hard time because I made fun of John Wilkinson being the only caller last time. So.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Which, speaking of Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know if it's common knowledge or not, but my wife, Aether Swift.
Yes.
I'm going to say something that explains a lot about who she is.
Okay.
She and Chuck Norris share the same birthday.
Ah, well, that does explain a lot about who she is.
It does.
Because it tells me her birthday.
It
which
does.
Will allow
it
me to steal her identity.
You.
Now, if I just had her social security number.
Yeah, no. Okay. I don't even have that memorized.
I think there's a 2 in it.
You have a, 1 in 9 chance, 1 in 10 chance to be correct in that.
I'm pretty sure it has a 2 in it. So there you go. So now you know you know her fake name, her birthday, or reference to it. And there's a 2 in a social security number, so you can definitely steal her identity with that much information. Come on.
Okay.
Has she ever wished Chuck Norris happy birthday on her birthday?
No.
Okay.
They have a silent mental connection. They just know.
They just know. Chuck Norris knows, that's for sure.
Yeah. Right. Someone in the chat room, Sutu?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Q2?
I'm not looking at
Q2? I don't know. The is professing their admiration of current NFL quarterbacks in comparison to former martial arts film stars.
The answer to Chuck Norris is Tim Tebow.
Apparently.
Yes. Tebow 316. Did you hear about that the other day?
Q2. Charlie White. What? Huh?
Did you hear about the Tebow performance the other day? Did you watch? You know, I know you didn't watch it, but did you hear about it?
It was on the Drudge Report.
There you go. That he had 316 yards. I thought that was interesting. That was cool.
With an average passing rate of 31.6.
Yes. It was hilarious. It was a great game to watch. It was very fun. And the ending was just super fantastic. So.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow will fall to Tom Brady this weekend. Yes, but Daddy Surfer, I agree with you. He should. Okay, because the Patriots are better than the Broncos. Okay, that bottom line. But we said the same thing about Pittsburgh last week. And, it's just, that's why it was so fantastic. That's why it was so cool. And I definitely think that the Patriots will win, but I will be rooting for the Denver Broncos. Because I like the Denver Broncos. I like Elway. I like the organization. And I hate the Patriots. I always root against the Patriots. Kid is falling asleep. Did you snore? Did you just snore?
No, I was clearing my throat so that I could jump in there and say that I would likely be playing video games.
There you go. All right. So, on.
Do we have more voicemails?
More calls.
Okay. Hey, kids and Brad and potentially Faith. It's your buddy Dave from the sunny state of California wishing you.
Yes?
A good day. I was wondering.
What were you wondering?
Brad,
yes.
If it's okay if I take my time.
Sure, you can take your time.
In making a phone call.
leaving pauses in there. I like it.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks for calling, Dave. You make
that was
life
perfect.
Interesting. Yes.
Nice and smooth. Dave, you know, just as he's set a precedence. All future callers need to leave pauses so we can respond back to them.
There you go. Potentially in better places. Uh-oh. This one doesn't want to play.
Right. At the end of sentences.
This is Ken from Honolulu again.
I didn't leave it. Hey.
I don't understand what this big deal about all the tablets and the iPads and all that stuff is.
Are you old? It could be your
I
mom.
Don't either, okay?
What? What is your problem, people? Why are y'all having emotional responses to a piece of tech?
I don't have an emotional response to it. I'm just what is it? Relating to our audience.
Oh, gotcha. Go ahead.
But I agree with him.
You don't know what the big deal is? Well, let's see if he has more.
To me, an iPad is quite useless unless you're a salesman that visits people's homes, and it's a lot easier to handle than a laptop. Or if you're a doctor, and it's just easier to handle. But otherwise, what's the use of them? Now, I do have a Kindle, one of the older Kindles, or the small one.
Well, what's the use in that? It's just a tablet.
But it's not fully fledged tablet. It's an e-reader.
But why is an iPad more ridiculous than a Kindle?
Well, because the entire premise of the iPad is that you can theoretically replace your laptop and you don't need to do that. But if you wanted to read a book, you don't sit at a computer.
I have a Fire. I don't have an iPad. But even if I had an iPad, it wouldn't replace my laptop. My laptop is my workhorse. Now, a lot of people have laptops and desktops, mm-hmm. and they do all their media crunching on their desktop, and they have a laptop just to take with them, sort of a portable device. But I just have the laptop, and my laptop does all my crunching, all my hard stuff. I mean, it struggles with certain things, I'll admit, but it gets me by. I don't edit video, so you know, it serves my needs. But I would never replace it with an iPad. I mean, an iPad would just, in fact, we got a Kindle Fire for Christmas, and it is wonderful for doing the magazine thing. I mean, with the Amazon Prime, we get the magazines on there, and we also watch Netflix on it. We get the Amazon Prime movies on there. And so to lay in bed and watch that is fantastic. Now, did I do it before with my phone and my laptop? Sure. But this is easier, and the battery lasts longer.
Now, here's another thing in my family. Both of our computers are in the living room, where that's where we spend all of our time. We have no technology besides alarm clocks in our bedroom.
Okay.
Because the bedroom is for sleeping.
How sacred of you.
Well, that's just kind of the way it works. We don't want to have a TV in the bedroom.
The bedroom is for what?
Sleeping.
Oh, that's all you do in there?
That's all I'm going to say we do in there.
Okay.
We also pray.
Okay.
You know.
So now people are imagining you're doing other things in other rooms.
What?
Just go ahead. Just skip it and go ahead.
Okay.
You know, like cooking in the kitchen, you know, vacuuming in the living room. That's what I was talking about. What do you think I meant?
Oh, I can just hear all these voicemails from Dave. The entire next episode of the Jen and Dave Show. They're just playing through my head now.
I wish they would come out with another episode, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
Now go ahead with what you were saying. You have no technology in your bedroom, and you don't do anything in there but sleep and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why you don't have any kids.
And so we have no purpose for having an iPad in our bedroom, because if we want to watch something on Netflix, we go to the TV.
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
I understand that completely. I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
And I agree that I can totally envision doctors and real estate agents having tablets. Because to be like, oh, look, here's the chart. And anyone who carries a clipboard, I could see being replaced by a tablet.
Yeah. But why not reading?
What?
Why not reading? Yes.
You can. I'm not saying that you can't use it for reading. The difference between the iPad and the Kindle is that the iPad does more than just reading. And so if you were to just use an iPad as an e-reader, why not go for the cheaper Kindle.
But what I'm saying is you can use it for that and a lot of other stuff too.
Yeah, sure. I just think it's
I really love, because I can read all kinds of books and I get.
So this is what I don't understand, because I get this reaction a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why people, the same people who say they love their Kindle, like almost, it sounds like they're judging me for liking my Fire. Oh yeah, I got a Fire. It's really cool. It is, oh, that's just ridiculous. Why would anybody need something like that? Oh, but I love my Kindle. It's like, well, you don't need a Kindle. You got books. I don't need a Fire, but you know, we got it for Christmas and we play with it. It's just a toy. And why are you judging me for having a toy?
We don't need computers either, Brad.
It's true. Well, I don't know about that.
So I just love that, but I don't understand what the rest of it is. You know, you say, oh, you can watch movies. Yeah, so I can sit down in front of my TV and watch movies on a screen that's much bigger.
But why do you have a TV when you can go to the movies and watch a movie?
Because
that's just ridiculous. Why would you want to watch movies in your house? That's stupid. You can listen to the radio in your house, but there's no sense in watching a movie there. Just go to the theater where you've got a better experience.
You have to pay for a ticket.
Well, sure, but, you know, that's fine. You have to pay for a television, too. You have to pay for satellite service or whatever.
No, you don't.
Well, if you live in somewhere that actually gets stuff, you don't have that option. You have to pay for it if you want to watch something.
I don't pay for anything.
But you have a computer.
I do.
Okay, so you get it. You have to pay for internet.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're paying for television service delivered to your house, whether you well, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. But I guess people in their toys. For me, technology, I like technology as long as it makes my life easier. I don't text because it doesn't make my life easier. I don't Twitter or any of that kind of stuff. I have a cell phone and I email people, but that's about it.
Why do you email people? That's ridiculous. Sorry. I'm sorry,
Ken. I see what you did there.
Oh, you people with your got to have the newest and brightest technology stuff. Well, I certainly hope things are going well for you. Aloha.
Well, thank you. And I love you too, Ken. Just don't judge me for my toys, okay? Just don't judge me for my toys.
There you go.
Kindle Fires need love too.
Aliens movies? Are you kidding me? Oh, here's a piece of
what?
Well, yes.
I don't know.
The first three are. The fourth one has one scene with a really messed up blobby, what's her face, Ripley clone thing that isn't kid friendly.
What are we talking about?
I think Aliens, maybe? She talked about Ripley, so.
I don't know.
The Predator movies, both of those. I haven't seen Alien vs. Predator 2. But
do you understand anything he's saying?
I think I'm following along.
Okay. What are the movies he's talking about?
I think the first one he was talking about Aliens, because I think you had said that Aliens is probably kid-friendly. And he's,
he's saying
rebutting you.
Okay.
Plural, like the third of the AVP, because there's no alien thing, is good. Not great, but good. I liked it better than Aliens vs. Predator, which should have been awesome, but it was really should have been called, like, scientists getting dragged off in the dark.
Yeah. I was so looking forward to Aliens vs. Predator, and it was so stupid.
Yeah.
I actually have one earbud from iPod in one ear and my phone one in the other ear, so I don't have to take them out.
It's called efficiency.
There you go.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, but the show's recorded in stereo, so you're missing out, dude.
Which ear am I in?
I watched Aliens so many times. Now, this is the second one. I watched it a gazillion times. Now, the third one was the one there on the prison planet. Have you seen the Alien movies?
I think I have seen Aliens through.
That's the one with the Marines.
Okay.
And they go to the planet to look for the aliens and stuff.
Yes.
The first one, they were miners or something, and they encountered them by accident and all hell broke loose. But the
I can't say that I've seen Aliens all the way through in one sitting, but I believe I have seen it all the way through bits and pieces.
The first one was scarier than I'll get out, but it was more of a it was more of a horror movie, you know.
Uh-huh.
The second one was more of a monster movie, you know. I mean, it wasn't too much a horror flick. The third one was third one was interesting. It was more of a kind of the mix, you know, horror monster, but it took place on a prison planet. And that had an interesting connotation to it because they had vowed celibacy. They were these. There wasn't a lot of them left or something, and they had formed their own like religion, and they had vowed celibacy, and then all of a sudden this woman gets dropped in the middle of them. So you can't watch that one, by the way, Kitch. It's
yeah, okay. Thanks. Yeah.
She survives, but. There's a couple of scenes, and it's so stupid because they shave her head first. So it's like it's the least attractive Sigourney Weaver ever appears in any of the movies, and that's the one with the sex scene in it. So
wow,
more than you wanted to know. Moving on.
Yeah, exactly. Let's keep going. Crickets.
Well, this is also from Space Turtle, but it's just him breathing. Or maybe it's inside of his pocket, maybe?
I hear crickets.
Maybe it is crickets. Maybe he's sending us crickets. Maybe it's a comment on our last show. Maybe that's what it is.
Hmm.
And we have three more from the Space Turtle. So I guess we move right along. Are you paying attention to the chat room? Anything interesting in there? Nope.
Am I? Yes, I'm responding to Dave. Dave is in the chat room.
Hi,
he's
Dave.
Asking if his call got here in time.
We played it.
Yes, Dave. We did. And it's now the new standard for all future calls.
That's correct. Yes.
So you know, right.
All right. What time do we got going on here? I can't see my clock. It's dark.
The Mixler says 39 minutes and 52 seconds.
Yeah, that's quite enough for one show. We'll come back with we have a content show, and then we'll do the last of Space Turtles on the next calls show. So thanks everybody for joining us, and yes, and being here with us as we talk about what you want to talk about. If you would like to call and leave us a message, and we will be glad to discuss your topic or your movie that you think is kids-friendly or disagree with one of our movies that we think is kids-friendly, whichever you choose, you can do so at 224-225-9297. You can also join us live on Wednesday nights at right about 7 o'clock. Give us a few minutes, though. But around 7 o'clock Central Time. And, at twoblindsquirrels.com/live. Or you can follow us on Twitter at oneblindsquirrel, I think is what I am, right?
Yeah, but you don't have the Earl at the end.
Yeah, it's as much as it would take, but anyway, one blind squirrel. And, and Kidge is at
Kidge 421.
421, that's right. K-I-J 421.
That's right.
All right. That's how you can contact us and tell us whatever you want to.
Amen.
I promise. You can tell us anything you want to. Think of us as your online podcasting confidant. Okay.
You know what? Can we...
Yes.
Don't tell us anything you want to, please. We want to keep the show kid-friendly, Dave.
No. Call us and tell us anything. Anything.
No.
Anything that pops into your little head.
Nope.
You know.
Nope. Vios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.